Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is What Does Thanksgiving Entail? Part 1. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 107 and verse 22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Scripturally, there are about three or four ways the Bible says we should give thanks. And we'll look at some of these ways in the coming episodes. Today's episode answers the question, how do we practically go about this Thanksgiving thing? A mentor of mine once said that many of us Christians are grateful but not thankful. We know somewhere deep down in our hearts that God has done great things for us, but we hardly ever vocalize our thanks. Today's scripture says, in thanksgiving, we should declare God's works with rejoicing. So when I want to give thanks, I begin to reflect on the things that I know God has done in my life. I'm deliberate about this reflection. In fact, I have a gratitude journal. I begin to recount what he has done. I write it down sometimes. And I begin to say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from death that Monday 3 years ago when a truck almost ran me over. Thank you, Lord, for giving me peace, even in the days when I had no clue where my breakthrough was coming from. Thank you, Lord, for stepping in when I didn't know what was causing the rashes on my children. You know, I begin to thank him for practical things. Every single thing I can think of, I list these things out and I thank him. In this way, I am recounting and declaring his works. It will amaze you the power that is released when you do this. As you do it, not forgetting any details or aspect, a picture begins to form in your mind. You begin to see the consistency of this God, the faithfulness of the God that you serve, consistent over the years. And this gives you strength to overcome any new situation. Do you now see why God says give thanks in all situations? Because as you do, the confidence and the faith you need to get out of those circumstances will be released. Don't restrict your thanksgiving to big things or things you consider big. Don't wait to be healed of cancer before you recount. Thank God that your child can meet developmental milestones like walking or bringing forth teeth. Thank God for friends who make you laugh. Thank God for health, for the things you take for granted. Learn to recount the things that God has done, whether you think they are big or small. Aside from recounting the things God has done in your own personal prayer space, there is another kind of recounting God expects of us, and we'll discuss this in the next episode. Until then, remember that this month is the month of Thanksgiving. Give thanks, for our God is good. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Today we continue in Thanksgiving. We just thank you for this devotional. We thank you for all the listeners. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.